Hi there, good of you to tune in. The local share market's going to kick off with a loss of about a third of a percent this morning. That's a fair representation of what we saw happen in US and European markets overnight, particularly where Wall Street was concerned. It was a bit of a mixed affair. On the one hand, quite encouraging earnings updates, and then that was balanced with a return to concerns about what's going on as far as smaller or regional US banks are concerned. And that ultimately saw a decline of around 0.7% for the Dow, the S&P. Fell by 0.4%. The NASDAQ reflecting the better earnings from the tech space up by about 0.5%. So let's quickly reflect on what happened where the bank space was concerned. So First Republic, again, is the lightning rod for issues here. In the previous day, we saw the stock down by about 50%. It was down by about 30% last night. It turns around the fact that in the last couple of days, it's revealed that their deposit base saw a massive outflow, down by as much as 40%. But that would have been worse had you not seen funds tipped in by a consortium of organizations. But what continued to see the stock slide in the near term was that it's been suggested that there will be asset sales as a way of the organization being able to restructure itself, and that went over poorly with investors, which is why we saw the stock down 30% in the most recent session. So that's one side of the equation, but the tech earnings that we saw last night were a very positive picture, particularly where Microsoft is concerned. The stock up 7%. There is a lot of discussion about its AI functionality through ChatGPT, but it's the bread and butter of the cloud computing business that continued to stand out. That's why they handily bettered expectations, the revenue up by about 7% to $53 billion. So that is a very significant improvement on what the market had expected. It would have been better also had it not been for the headwinds of a stronger US dollar. Earnings per share, for example, came in at $2.45. That was well above the $2.24 that the markets were expecting. And just to give you a sense of how well the revenue picture was going at their cloud computing business, Azure, up by almost 40%. So that was well ahead of the 27% increase in revenue that the market was expected. And that's why you saw the stock up by about 7%. Alphabet, probably a little more hard done by in terms of its the way its earnings were received, a $70 billion share buyback. The stock finished down by around 0.1%. Revenue up by about 3%. Again, these numbers all highlight how US companies who do business with the rest of the world are struggling with the strength of the currency. Had it not been for the strength of the currency, revenue would have been up by about 6%. Anyway, that measure came in a shade under $70 billion. It was almost $100 million better than the market's expectations, that figure. Net income still down by about 8% to just over $15 billion, but again, ahead of the market's expectations. So you would have thought that the stock might have done a little bit better under the circumstances, but during the session, finished down by around 0.1%, but still that healthy picture by some of the most important names in the US tech space was enough to see the NASDAQ up by about 0.5%. Elsewhere, Eurozone stock markets were under pressure. There is a discussion about a revamping of the pharmaceutical space in Europe to create a single market as far as pharmaceuticals is concerned. Markets didn't love the idea, and healthcare stocks were under pressure. That's why you saw most indices down by about 0.5% as far as the French, German, and UK benchmarks are concerned. Commodity prices generally weaker. The US dollar a little bit firmer, but not the sort of thing that you would think would translate to a near 4% fall in oil prices to around $77.69. Gold was also 0.5% weaker. Iron ore down by about 8%. Laboring under the concerns about Chinese growth. So as far as looking ahead today is concerned, we've got international trade numbers. That's not going to move the needle too much, but we've got a whole laundry list of quarterly updates from mining companies to absorb today. Newcrest Mining and Pilbara Minerals amongst them. And then coming up, we've also got another big session of earnings in the US in the next day. So Amazon, Caterpillar, MasterCard, and Intel amongst the organizations reporting numbers. We saw some slightly better inflation numbers yesterday on the lower side of expectations. We would have thought that would bring more, a little more pressure to bear on the Aussie dollar. It's a bit softer, but still holding up around that 66 US cent mark. Have a great day.